It's Mix 94.1. I'm here with Laura Lynn. Angelreader.net is the website.
That's correct.
She's a psychic reader. She's here at the legendary WHBC building in downtown Canton at the Mix 94.1 studios. And we've had experiences here. We've had numerous employees here at the radio station who have had some sort of experience with a spirit, maybe. And in fact, our engineer here, Dale Lamb, you've had an experience, right, Dale?
That's correct. Unexplainable would be the best way to describe it.
What happened?
Well, my work keeps me here alone in the building a lot at night. And it was one of those nights between midnight and sunrise. I was at my desk looking at a computer terminal. Office door is behind me. And I sensed something in the hall behind me, which was unusual because no one's here at that hour except me, usually. So as I turned around real quick, I saw a ankle and a foot and lower part of a leg just going out of view in the doorway. And the motion had caused the air to flutter a little bit, knocked a piece of paper off of a table, which was right next to the doorway. And I thought, oh, I wonder who's here. They're in a hurry to get back to the coffee pot, you know, because that's where they were headed.
Right.
I got up and looked, and nobody here. So I was a little bit...
So there's no ventilation or no fan that was on that could have moved that piece of paper? That was something that was totally unexplainable?
That's correct. The fan vent is near the doorway, but it's up near the ceiling and it's blowing in the complete wrong direction.
So nothing could have explained that paper flying. And by the way, our engineer Dale right here, he's a sane man. He's not one of, I don't think he's a, he's a practical guy. He's an engineer. He's not like one of these guys that it was a typical, like, would you consider yourself kind of a skeptic?
Very much. We've heard stories about these things, these entities or whatever you want to call them, unexplained events over the years. And I've said, no, no, no. I've been here a lot of times. I know every noise that the boiler makes. I know every sound that the water pump and the air compressor downstairs makes. I've heard it all. But this one spooked me a little bit.
And this happened in the hallway that we're standing in right now, correct?
You are standing right where I saw the...
That's great.
Because here's the thing. Laura was here about how many years ago? About 8 years ago?
Probably about 8 years ago.
In this same hallway. And this is the exact hallway where you saw this apparition, this thing.
Yes, this man was walking down back to me. He was unaware of me, but he was walking down, and then he just faded away. But he was standing there pretty solid. That's why it stopped me in my tracks when he started dissipating. And he had a suit on. It looked like from like the 40s or 50s. I saw his distinguished hat, like a derby brown hat.
Wow.
And he just faded. And I was really impressed. And
well, you brought some things here to the radio station. I don't know, what are these things called? These like antenna looking things? Are you going to hold these out?
Yeah, I have some dowsing rods and some pendulums. I just wanted to do a little demonstration to see if we can pick up where the energy is, where the gentleman walks up and down the hall.
I love this. We're going to take a break real quick. Dale, thank you, by the way.
You're very welcome.
That was a great story, Dale. I love that.
I'm a little bit freaked out, but it was a great story.
Yes.
We're going to talk with Laura, maybe get an experience, maybe see the guy that you saw 8 years ago. I don't know. This
is
strange.
That would be amazing if we could see him again. Right. I would love it.
All right, we're in the hallway live. It's Mix 94.1, and it's Halloween. Woo!